One of the most difficult institutions of South Asian society for Europeans to understand has been cast. Let me make a number of points, and please note that I am still not completely satisfied with the order of my remarks. The Portuguese, when they reached the subcontinent in the 16th century, called it castas, meaning tribes or clans. Let's start with the proposition that the recognition that men are fundamentally not the same, not equal, and that there is a hierarchy of classes, each with its separate duties, is a very striking characteristic of Indian society that exists as far back as the Vedic period. The fourfold division of society had been established as fundamental, primeval, and divinely ordained, and that grew increasingly rigid over the centuries. It has been theorized that after the Aryan invasions, the distinctions were originally based on skin color. The term jati, or jati, caste, often refers to individual occupation, is little found in early Hindu literature, with the first traces of caste only appearing in the late Vedic period. In time, the organization of caste very much helped Hinduism to form, allowed one to be part of a cultural identity. Once a society became sedentary, demographics and occupations changed, work became specialized, in other words, the occupationalization of work. And as society evolved, so did the religious experience that became increasingly specialized. So you needed the invention of a social structure, because kinship was not good enough to organize society any longer. Varna is the word for the fourfold caste system, and it carries a connotation of color, with gold for the Brahmins. These categories are different, as colors are different. Brahman meant originally one possessed of Brahman, a mysterious magical force, Manu. There were a lot of varieties of Brahmins, from scholarly types to seers, and they might have land grants or farm. Many were not religious, and some were in government posts, trades, and professions. But eventually Brahman did become a connotation of a religious occupation. The ruling class was Kshatriya, whose main job was protection. All races and ranks were included, and the Kshatriya tended to compete with Brahmins for political power. The Vaishya, sometimes translated as merchants, was a poor third class whose special duty was keeping cattle and conducting business. The Sudra, the servant of another to be slain or beaten at will, was a second class citizen, not an Aryan, with few rights. There were two kinds, pure or excluded, and they could not hear the Vedas, the religious hymns. Finally, untouchables were outcasts who lived in their own quarter. The name probably came from the aboriginal tribes conquered by the Aryans. The three higher classes were called twice born, when born and when initiated into society. The Sudra had no initiation and were not considered Aryan. In theory, the duties were parceled out amongst the different classes, very much resembling a medieval European tripartite division of society. Brahman was to study, teach, and to sacrifice. Kshatriya was to protect the people, and Vaishya was to pursue trade and make money. This was, however, the ideal, and an ideal that was never wholly reached in practice. Remember, the Brahmins wrote the books describing things as they would have liked things to be, with them wielding power over king and society. As time went on, raising a status became impossible, but you could always fall. Now, the complicating factor. There also existed classes in India, and eventually what mattered was not being Vaishya or Sudra, but being part of a particular class. The caste and class systems never fully harmonized. In fact, we have tended to ascribe ideas of caste to class and vice versa. In other words, the way that we think is reversed.